نعم. شيخ الفوزاني said, لكن الاختلاف في العقيدة غير سائغ. Differing in عقيدة is not allowed. Differing in عقيدة is not allowed. شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية he said, the Sahaba, they never differed in عقيدة. How could the ulama of the Salaf document the عقيدة of the Sahaba? نعم, and they never mention any differing. The aqeed is from the Quran and from the Sunnah, that which we believe in our heart, that which came from Allah. How can there be any differing in that? The issue of whether the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw Allah azza wa jal with his heart, or whether he saw Allah azza wa jal with his eyes, then they all affirm, all of Ahlul Sunnah agree upon the asl, the origin, the basis, which is what? The fundamental, that the believers will see Allah azza wa jal in the hereafter. There's no difference of opinion among them. Na'am. It's concerning a branch matter, a subsidiary matter. Na'am, and we'll discuss that in more detail when we get to it. It is not allowed, the Sheikh al-Fawzan, it is not allowed to differ in aqeedah. غَيْرُ سَائِغٍ وَلَا يَجْتَمِعْ عَلَيْهِ الْمُخْتَلِفُونَ أَبَدًا. And those people that differ in aqeedah, they will never unite. Just think about what that means. It's okay to differ in aqeedah. So where do you stop? Where do you stop? The Jahmi says, I don't believe in the names and attributes of Allah. So what do you say? Yes, we can differ in aqeedah. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. The Rafidi, he abuses the Sahaba. He makes ta'an of the Sahaba. Do you say, yes, we can differ in aqeedah? Naam. The Ash'ari, he says, Allah Azza wa Jalla is everywhere, in every place. Wal-iyadu billah. What do you say? Well, yes, we can differ in aqeedah. That's nonsense. Where do you stop with that? The Qadri, he says, I don't believe in the Qadr. Do you say, it doesn't matter, we can differ in aqeedah? Where do you stop with that? That leads to tamee' ad-deen, watering down of the religion, the foundations of the religion. وَلَا يَجْتَمِعْ عَلَيْهِ الْمُخْتَلِفُونَ أَبَدًا وَلَا يَجْتَمِعْ الْمُخْتَلِفُونَ فِي الْعَقِيدَةِ مَهْمَا حَاوَلَ مَنْ حَاوَلَ. The people that differ in aqeedah, they will never be upon unity, no matter how much the one who tries, he tries. No matter how much a person attempts. لأنه يريد أن يجمع بين المتضادات ولا يمكن الجمع بين المتضادات والمتناقضات. Because this person is trying to gather and combine things that are contradictory in nature. Things that are opposing in nature. You can't gather two things which are totally opposite or contradict one another. فإذا كانوا يريدون وحدة المسلمين فعليهم. If they truly want to unite the Muslims, then it is upon them to correct their creed. It is upon them to correct their creed. Awwalan, firstly, if they are truthful. And they have to make sure that their creed is in accordance to the aqeedah that the messengers, from the first of them to the last of them, came with and gave great importance to and started with. Al-aqeedah allati kana ar-rusul min awwalihim ila akhirihim yahtamuna biha. وَيَبْدَأُونَ بِهَا. That aqeedah, which all of the messengers, from the first of them to the last of them, they gave utmost importance to. And they started with these affairs. عَلَيْهِمْ أَن يُوَحِّدُوهَا أَوَّلًا. So it's upon these people. If they want to unite the Muslims, they must firstly unite the people upon the correct creed. فَإِذَا وَحَّدُوا الْعَقِيدَةَ. If they unite and make the people's creed one, اتَّحَدَتِ الْأُمَّةِ. The ummah will unite and come together. هَذَا إِنْ كَانُوا جَادِّينَ وَصَادِقِينَ فِي دَعْوَتِهِمْ. This is if they are truthful and serious in their claim. لَكِنْهُمْ يَسْخَرُونَ مِنَ الَّذِي يَتَكَلَّمُوا فِي الْعَقِيدَةِ. But we find that they mock the people that speak about aqeedah. And they mock the one that calls the people to the correct creed. And they say that person, he makes takfir upon the people. And they say about him, that person he wants to split the Muslims. And they say about them, that person he wants this, that person he wants that. إلى آخر ما يقولون. To the end of the accusations that they make about the person of the Sunnah. فنقول لهم. We say to them. And Ikhwan, inshallah, we'll stop on this point. وإلا الشيخ يذكر كثيرا. He mentions a lot more. نعم. We say to them. فنقول لهم. الشيخ الفوزان. This is الشيخ الفوزان. We say to them. لن تستطيعوا أن تجمعوا المسلمين على غير العقيدة الصحيحة. You will never be able to unite the people on other than anything except the correct creed. إِذَ لَوْ تَوَحَّدِتِ الْعَقِيدَ لَاجْتَمَعُوا بِسَهُولَةِ. If the aqeedah was one, they would come together easy. As Allah Azza wa Jalla said, هُوَ الَّذِي أَيَّدَكَ بِنَصْرِهِ وَبِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah Azza wa Jalla, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, He supported you with His help and the believers. وَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِهِمْ And Allah united their hearts. This is in Surah Al-Anfal. Allah Azza wa Jalla united their hearts. وَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِهِمْ لَوْ أَنْفَقْتَ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا If you were to spend everything in the earth, if you try to buy him out, it's not going to work. You may buy him out for a period of time. What happens when the money finishes? What happens when the money's gone? What happens when those masalih, what happens when those yani selfish interests, they disappear? What happens when this? What happens when that? Allah said, لَوْ أَنْفَقْتَ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا If you spend everything in the earth, all of the treasure in the earth, you would never be able to unite their hearts. مَا أَلَّفْتَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِهِمْ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ أَلَّفَ بَيْنَهُمْ But Allah Azza wa Jalla is the one that joins and unites their hearts. إِنَّهُ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ He is the Almighty, the All-Wise. Then the Shaykh, he mentions the other ayah in Surah Al-Imran. وَذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ Remember the blessing of Allah upon you. Naam, unity is a blessing. To unite upon the Qur'an and the Sunnah, to unite upon the correct aqeed is a blessing. A person should always thank Allah for that. A person should always thank Allah for that. As one of the Salaf, he said, Abul Aliyah, he said, I do not know which of the blessing of Allah Azza wa Jalla upon me is greater, that He guided me to Islam or that He protected me from the belief of the Hururiyah, the belief of the Khawarij. I do not know which of the blessings of Allah upon me is greater, that Allah Azza wa Jalla, He guided me to Islam or He did not make me from the Hururiyah, the Khawarij. And wallah, it's a ni'mah, ikhwan. It's a blessing from the blessings of Allah. Sometimes a person is distracted about what's around them, maybe their personal struggles, what goes on in their life. That individuals in America, thousands and thousands of miles away from the land of the Muslims, thousands of miles away from the scholars of Islam, that Allah Azza wa Jalla guided a person to the correct aqidah, the way of the Sahaba. It's amazing that Allah Azza wa Jalla guided an individual like that. And when you make Umrah, when we made Umrah last year, I was mentioning to some of the brothers that we were making Umrah with. When we were making Umrah, I said, Ikhwan, isma'u. Thank Allah Azza wa Jalla for the blessing of a tawheed and a sunnah. When we were making tawaf, wallahi, you could hear people saying, Ya Hussein, Ya Ali, making dua to Hussein, to other than Allah, at the Kaaba. Individuals making all types of bid'ah. Even my daughter, she said, we were making Umrah, and alhamdulillah, we went over how to make Umrah. My daughter, she said, Ya Abi, aren't they making Umrah wrong? They shouldn't be saying such and such. They shouldn't be saying such and such. Even children, wallah alham, can recognize it. Wallah, it's a ni'mah. And some of these individuals, they speak Arabic. Some of them, they were born in Muslim lands. But Allah Azza wa Jalla chose you, ya sahib al-sunnah, to be upon the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is a ni'mah to be thankful for, and to thank Allah Azza wa Jalla for, and it's not from your strength, or how good you may think that you are, it's from the tawfiq of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And as Allah gave it, He can take it away. As Allah Azza wa Jalla gave it, He can take it away. وَلِلَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ Say, O Allah, the owner of everything. تُؤْتِ الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءَ You give ownership of things to those who you want. And you take it from those who you want. And you raise those whom you choose. And you humiliate those whom you choose. When we read these words, brothers and sisters, when we hear the saying of Allah Azza wa Jal, وَذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةُ اللَّهِ Remember the blessing of Allah. Here you are in Philadelphia. Naam, out of billions of people on the earth, sitting here learning Sharh al-Sunnah of Al-Imam al-Barbahari. And you go to some places and they won't have a clue who Barbahari is, what Sharh al-Sunnah is. They may think it's a teapot. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ وَذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ Remember the blessing of Allah upon you. Because if you're thankful for the blessings of Allah, with your tongue, with your heart, not just your tongue, with your heart, you acknowledge it and you recognize it in your heart. With your limbs, you utilize that blessing, you strive for it, you use it to please Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allah will increase you. And if you're ungrateful, then know that the punishment of Allah is severe. May Allah protect us from His punishment. وَذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذْ كُنْتُمْ أَعْدَاءً فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ Remember that when you were the blessing of Allah Azza wa Jalla, when you were enemies, and Allah, He joined your hearts. فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِعْمَتِي إِخْوَانًا And due to His blessings, you became brothers. وَكُنْتُمْ عَلَى شَفَى حُفْرَةٍ مِنَ النَّارِ فَأَنْقَذَكُمْ مِنْهَا And you were on the verge of entering a pit of the fire, and Allah saved you from it. Now, paradise and Jannah is closer to any one of us than the lace of our shoes. the lace of our sandals. The only thing that separates us from that is death. The only thing that separates us from that is death. And alhamdulillah, if a person dies upon tawheed, then for him is Jannah. If he dies upon a shirk, then for him is the hellfire forever. Wal-iyadu billah. So the Shaykh, he said, فَلَنْ يَجْمَعَ النَّاسَ إِلَّا الْعَقِيدَ الصَّحِيحَ. Nothing gathers the people except for the correct creed. Except for the correct creed, التي جاءت بها الرسل من أولهم إلى from the first of them to the last of them, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then the Shaykh, he mentions other ayat. From them, the ayah, the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّ هَذِهِ أُمَّتُكُمْ أُمَّةً وَاحِدَةً وَأَنَا رَبُّكُمْ فَاتَّقُونَ. And in another ayah, وَأَنَا رَبُّكُمْ فَاعْبُدُونَ. And indeed this nation is one nation, and I am your Lord, so fear me. And in the other ayah, worship me. In the ayah, Surah Al-Anbiya, so worship me. And in Surah Al-Mu'minun, it's so fear me. Question, Ikhwan, what's the Arab of the ayah for the brothers studying grammar? Alhamdulillah, the brother mentioned to me, Abdul Aziz, that the brothers that were studying book one, alhamdulillah, they had a test and they done exemplary well, alhamdulillah, biha wa ni'mat. And alhamdulillah, we encourage the brothers to continue. It's not long. Book one, alhamdulillah, after book one, book two, after book two, book three, and then ajrumiyah, and then you keep going, alhamdulillah, until you read as good as anyone else and you understand, alhamdulillah, the Arabic language. Wa hadi ni'matun kabira, no doubt that is a great blessing. What's the Arab of the ayah? إِنَّ هَذِهِ أُمَّتُكُمْ أُمَّةً وَاحِدَةً وَأَنَا رَبُّكُمْ فَاعْبُدُونَ. What's the إعراب of the ayah? نعم. عبد الوهاب تفضل. إِنَّ حَرْفَ النَّصْبِ وَالتَّوْكِيدِ. ها؟ نعم هذه مبني على الكسر في محل النصب اسم إِنَّ. أمة خبر إن مرفوع علامة رفعه الضمة الظاهرة. طيب وهو مضاف. طيب مضاف إلي أمة واحدة. أمة ها لا المصطفى غير موجود. شو ناصر ماذا عندك؟ إحسان ما عندك شيء؟ ماذا عندك؟ نعم as Abdul Wahhabi mentioned, there's various أقوال of the scholars of Islam. That which والله أعلم من الأوجه is that it's حال. That أمة here is حال. It is حال. And some of them mention it's بدل from هذه. نعم. So they are وجهان from some of the أوجه. So Sheikh Al-Fawzan, he said, لا يتوحدون إلا على عبادة رب واحد. He said, the people, the Muslims, will never unite except upon the worship of the one Lord, who is Allah Azza wa Jal, because He is the true Lord. لأنه هو الرب الحق وغيره باطل, and other than Him and others besides Him are false, as Allah Azza wa Jal, He said, ذلك بأن الله هو الحق وأن ما يدعون من دونه هو الباطل وأن الله هو العلي الكبير. That is because Allah is the truth, and that which they call upon besides Him is false, and Allah is the Most High, the Great. Naam. And then the Shaykh, he continues on about that point, Ikhwan. Lakin, inshallah ta'ala, we'll naktafi bihada, but we'll just mention this so that the next lesson we can start with the actual book, Sharh al-Sunnah. He said, hada huwa alladhi, talking about this book here, he mentioned that al-Barbahari rahimahullah ta'ala, at the end of his introduction, كالبربهاري وغيره إلى رسم الطريقة الصحيحة. In this book, البربهاري, he followed the way of the other scholars of the Salaf in documenting the correct path, the correct عقيدة, the correct methodology, المأخوذة من كتاب الله وسنة رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم, which is derived from the book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, وهدي السلف, and the way of the Salaf, من أجل أن يسير عليها المسلمون, in order for the Muslims to walk upon this. So this book, alhamdulillah, Al-Barbahari, alhamdulillah, is given this as a gift to the Muslims, as nasiha, as advice. وَهَذَا نَعَمْ مِنْ أَجْلِ أَنْ يَسِيرَ عَلَيْهَا الْمُسْلِمُونَ وَهَذَا مِنَ النَّصِيحَ لِلَّهِ وَلِرَسُولِهِ وَلِكِتَابِهِ وَلِأَئِمَّةِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَعَامَتِهِمْ. Because this is from advice to Allah and His Messenger, sincerity of purpose to Allah, His Messenger, His book, and to the Imams of the Muslims and the common folk. This is nasiha. This is a gift for every Muslim. so that they can walk upon the correct path. عَقِيدَةً وَمَنْهَجًا. أَمَّا لَوْ كَانَ الْأَمْرُ خَفِيًّا وَلَمْ يُبَيَّنْ وَلَمْ تُؤَلَّفْ هَذِهِ الْمُؤَلَّفَاتِ لَضَلَّ كَثِيرٌ. If this was something that was hidden, it was something that was ambiguous. Naam, if the scholars did not write about it, if they did not compile works about it, then many of the people would have gone astray. فَهَذِهِ الْمُؤَلَّفَاتِ, these books, these works, وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدِ, نِعْمَ مِنَ اللَّهِ, are blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَحُجَّ مِنَ اللَّهِ عَلَى خَلْقِهِ, and they are proof of Allah azza wa jalla against the creation. And that's why we said, and we'll close with that, this point, ikhwan, that is why we said, when we differ with anyone that we differ with, we say to them, بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمْ, between us and you is the Qur'an, Kitab Allah, وَسُنَّةُ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ, and the sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. We are not arrogant. If you say that we have an error, بَيْنَ لَنَا بِالدَّلِيلِ, clarify to us with the proof. Inshallah ta'ala, Allah Azza wa Jalla yuwafiquna, will grant us success to accept it, بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى, إِذَا كَانَ حَقًّا, because الحق ضالة المؤمن. نعم. The truth is the design, the goal of every Muslim. However, there's a condition. We don't want the Quran and the Sunnah with your understanding. Because the Khawarij, when they came to Ali ibn Abi Talib and they said to him, بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمْ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ, between us and you is the book of Allah. Make it talk. Does it talk to you? Whose understanding are you using for it? Whose understanding are you using for the Quran? So it's not just between us and you is the Quran and the Sunnah. No. قَيْدٌ لَا بُدَّ مِنْهُ. We add to that with the understanding of the Salaf. The Khawarij, they tried to use that. Yes, between us and you, they were playing games. Trickery, because they were upon misguidance and deviation. Between us and you is the book of Allah. Whose understanding are you using for it? That's why when Ibn Abbas was sent by Ali ibn Abi Talib to the Khawarij, he said, I don't see any of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam among you. Meaning what? I don't see any of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam among you. So for certain you are upon misguidance. Because whose understanding are you using? Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said there will be a people, يَقْرَؤُونَ الْقُرْآنَ وَلَا يَتَجَاوَزْ. There will be a people, they will read the Quran, they will recite the Quran and it will not go past their throats. They don't understand it. Doesn't penetrate, doesn't benefit them. And he said that they are dogs of the hellfire, even though they read the Quran. So na'am, we say to them, between us and you is the book of Allah and the son of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the understanding of the Salaf. Na'am, where are we going to find the understanding of the Salaf? In the books of the Salaf. So ta'alo, come. No matter where you are graduate from, ta'alo, or where you study. If you differ, إِذَا اخْتَلَفْتُمْ مَعَنَا تَعَالْ نَنْقَادُ لِلْحَقِّ بَيِّنْ لَنَا, show us the mistake, and we will highlight for you your mistake in light of the Qur'an and the Sunnah with the understanding of the Salaf of this Ummah. That when you go to the people of innovation and misguidance and you take their money and you work for them and you become a paid employee and you have to be silent about their errors, you have to be silent about their mistakes in Aqeedah, you have to be silent about their mistakes in Manhaj, but you have a silver sword tongue when it comes to the people of the Sunnah. You don't have any excuses for them. We will clarify to you your errors and your opposition to the Quran and the Sunnah with the understanding of the Salaf, from the books of the Salaf. So that is why, brothers and sisters, Alhamdulillah, we study these books. So Alhamdulillah, no doubt, for our personal lives, first and foremostly, and so that we can, inshallah ta'ala, walk upon the correct path. Because even Aqeedah in our daily life, it benefits us. The things we believe, it benefits us. Al-Mizan, we believe, it's going to be mentioned in the book, the Mizan, the scale, Yawm Al-Qiyam, is going to weigh our deeds. It's going to weigh your good deeds and your bad deeds. If a person has that, imagine he visualizes that every day, that my deeds are going to be weighed. مَا يَلْفِذُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. He doesn't speak a word except that there is a scribe writing everything. Somebody, if he firmly believes that, that's aqeedah, مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ بِالْمَلَائِكَةِ, from belief in the angels. You firmly believe that, you're going to watch what you say. No matter if you're in a car or a dark alley or upon the internet, if that's firmly in your heart and it's conviction, it's complete in your heart, you're going to watch what you do and watch what you say. Because nothing escapes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So aqeedah, no doubt, it affects the way that we conduct ourselves in our daily lives, the way that we deal with people, the way that we interact with one another. That's why Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah in Al-Wasitiyah, towards the end of the book, he mentions some of the mukammilat, some of those things that are from the perfection of aqeedah. When he talks about adab, etiquettes and conduct, and the way that we deal with one another, interact with one another, fulfilling our agreements, being truthful, being patient, and so on and so forth. All of that comes from what? The belief that's in a person's heart. خلاص وستوب ده وجزاكم الله خيرا وبارك الله فيكم. قال المؤلف اعلموا أن الإسلام هو السنة والسنة هي الإسلام ولا يقوم أحدهما إلا بالآخر. That know that Islam is the Sunnah and the Sunnah is Islam, and not one of them is established without the other. That's the first lesson. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.